Hello, I'm going to be your real-time guide as you give your partner an intimate erotic massage. Have your partner lie on his stomach. Make sure your hands are warm. Stand or kneel next to your partner and rest your warmed hands on his back. Tell him to take a deep breath and to hold it. Then slowly exhale. Have him take another and again. Slowly exhale. In this early part of the massage, we will relax your partner together. Only once he is completely relaxed will we bring him to the peak of pleasure. Before putting oil on your hands, softly massage your partner's head and scalp. Spread your fingers out, then gently massage his temples. Lean down and whisper in his ear, "Baby, I want you to relax completely and enjoy my hands and my body on yours. Are you ready to do that?" Continue to massage his scalp with a firmer touch. Now, drizzle oil over his shoulders, back, arms, and legs. Go ahead. We're going to stay away from his genitals for now. Your goal is to build anticipation. Now, begin to massage his shoulders. Use your fingers and your thumbs to apply firm pressure on these tense spots. There is no wrong way to touch him now. Just follow your instinct. Use long strokes on his back. Start softly, then follow with firmer strokes. If you feel tension in his shoulders or back, apply firmer pressure to the spot, moving your fingers and palm in small, firm circles to release the tension. Apply more oil to your hands as needed. Now, knead his shoulders with your slick hands. Then lightly caress his neck before you return to his shoulders. Gently stroke his arms. Don't neglect his hands. Massage each of his fingers one by one. You can be a little playful here, stroking his fingers in a way that will make him think about you stroking his cock. Stroke his palms while applying pressure with your thumbs. Now, lend attention to his legs. Again, long, slow strokes followed by pressure where you feel tension. Move your hands in tandem all the way to his inner thighs, but stop short of his bottom and genitals. You are building anticipation now. Don't be surprised if he opens his legs, trying to get you to touch him intimately, but don't take the invitation. Unless he's ticklish, massage the soles of his feet with a firm touch, taking each of his toes in your oily hands. If he is ticklish, you can just make fists and work your knuckles into the soles of his feet and the bottoms of his toes. Now, make one more circuit of all the places you've touched with long, slow strokes. Then rest your palms again on your partner's back. Apply firm pressure without moving. It's time to increase the intimacy of the massage and take some pleasure for yourself if you are so inclined. Drizzle oil on his bottom. Don't be stingy here. You want him to feel the oil covering him and dripping down his bottom and over his balls. With firm pressure, begin to knead and massage his buttocks. Vary your strokes and pressure. You are not in a hurry here. You can try pressing the thumbs of both hands simultaneously and symmetrically along the bottom crease of his buttocks, moving from the innermost to the outermost. Now run your thumbs to the small of his back. Locate his tailbone and gently touch it. This spot will be important to you later in the massage. Now back to his bottom again. Let your hands slip down to his inner thighs. It's okay to let your hands graze his testicles, but don't massage him there yet. Now remove your hands. Take off whatever you're wearing. Consider placing your clothes near his face so that he can take in your scent. Apply oil generously to your breasts and the mound of your pussy. Straddle your partner and lie on his back, letting him feel your oily breasts on him. Now slide your warm breasts across his back. You choose the pressure. If your nipples are hard, let him feel just your nipples gently brush his back. Then, more firmly, run your soft breasts across his body. If your breasts are petite, continue to slide your full body over him. Your warm skin is what you want him to feel. Now straddle his back again. It's time for you to take some pleasure, if you desire. Don't worry, he'll enjoy this too. Remember his tailbone? Unless he is sensitive there, it is the perfect spot to grind your pussy and clitoris. If you can achieve orgasm this way, he will love the feeling of you shuddering on his back. Spread your lips and let him feel your wetness as you begin to rub your pussy on that spot. If he is sensitive there, use your imagination and straddle some other part of him, like his thigh. He will be turned on, feeling the pressure of your wet, oiled pussy on him. Ride him for your pleasure. Does the pressure feel good? Let him hear you moan. Keep your hands on his back and shoulders while you ride him. If you want more time to ride him for your pleasure, just pause my voice and come back when you're ready. When you are finished riding your partner, slide down his body towards his legs. If he hasn't spread his legs yet by now, or if you want to spread them further, simply put your warm hands between his thighs and nudge them apart. Before he rolls onto his back, we're going to raise the sexual tension higher. Oil your hands again and slide one under his body and over his cock. Hold him firmly, but don't stroke him. Now, use your other hand to gently oil and massage his balls. If you are comfortable doing so, trail a finger from his balls to his anus and back. He is sensitive there, and if he and you are receptive, gently circle and massage his anus with the pad of your finger, all the while keeping a firm hold of his cock. Now, ask your partner to turn over. Your partner may have an urge to touch you. Gently put his hands back by his sides and whisper that this is all for him. Drizzle oil over your partner's front. Begin again with long strokes on his chest, arms, and legs. Vary the firmness of your touch on him. If he opens his eyes, whisper in his ear to close them and just feel. If he has a hard time keeping his eyes closed, you can try putting an eye pillow over his eyes or simply a washcloth or a folded towel over his eyes. Now, straddle him again. If you are not slick, add oil to your pussy or his cock. Spread your lips and sit so that his length is cradled in your warm, wet lips. But don't take him inside. You can move on him for your pleasure, but be careful not to make him come. Use your oily fingers to rub his chest and shoulders while he feels his cock wedged between your warm, wet lips. Tease his nipples with your oily fingers. Again, if you want to take more time to move on him for your pleasure, pause my voice. Now it is time to bring him to the peak and over it. Whisper in his ear. If you felt pleasure moving on him, tell him. Now, you should leave no doubt about what is next. Whisper to him that you are going to make him come in your warm, oily hands. Slide down between his legs and spread his thighs with your hands. Once more, drizzle oil over his cock and balls and let it drip further down into the space below his balls. Rub your breasts over his cock. You can take him between your breasts. Let him feel your warm, oily breasts surrounding him. Stroke him this way until he is close to orgasm, but try not to let him come just yet. Now, hold his cock firmly in your hand, but don't stroke him. Gently rub the underside of the head of his cock with the pad of your thumb. Keep this up, varying pressure on this sensitive spot while you again gently knead his balls. Now, you are going to apply firm pressure to his prostate. If you or he are squeamish about internal prostate massage, you can apply external pressure by firmly rubbing your fingers in circles in the space below his balls, his perineum. You will know when you found the right spot by his reaction. While you continue to rub the head of his cock, increase the pressure below his balls. If you are more adventurous, you can again tease his anus with your oiled finger. If he seems receptive, slide a well-oiled finger deep inside him. Give him a chance to adjust to the feeling of you inside. Whether you are massaging his prostate externally or internally, you will keep up the rhythmic pressure through his orgasm. If you are deep inside him, curl your finger towards his navel until you feel his spongy prostate and gently apply pressure there. Now, match the rhythm of your prostate pressure with full, firm strokes of his cock. Grip him tightly with your oiled hand, as tightly as he can bear, and stroke him hard. This combination should quickly bring him to the brink. When he gets there, there are two things you can do to heighten his orgasm. First, continue the firm pressure on his prostate. And second, as he begins to come, return your thumb to the sensitive spot at the underside of the head of his cock, his frenulum. Your strokes there as he begins to come will prolong his orgasm. When he is spent, slowly remove your hands from him and clean him up with a soft towel. Kiss him gently and lay your warm body next to him. If you massage his prostate, he may be emotional or embarrassed. Be there for him and cradle him with your warm body. Hold his softening cock in your warm, oily hand and let him know it is okay for him to drift off. When he awakes, he can then fully satisfy you.